You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 38. Today, I am so excited to be speaking with Stephanie from Aerie. Aerie is one of my all-time favorite companies, and one of the things I love so much about them is that they do not retouch any of their models. And so today we get to talk all about pushing the boundaries in media, how to go against the flow, and what her day-to-day looks like as one of the social media managers for Aerie.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast with Jenna Kutcher, the live workshop-style business podcast for creative girl bosses. So you can train from the experts how to dig in, do the work, and tackle your goals along the way. Here's your host, photographer, educator, artist, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher. This episode of the Gold Digger Podcast is sponsored by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is the management software that I use to stay organized, manage invoices, get paid, and give every client an elevated, unforgettable experience. HoneyBook is offering 20% off exclusively for Gold Digger listeners. Just go to honeybook.com/golddigger to get started and get your life back today.
Hey, Gold Diggers, it's Jenna Kutcher, and I'm so honored to have one incredible woman, Stephanie Campbell, on behalf of Aerie, which has quickly become one of the brands that is present in my everyday life. And I've talked a little bit about different brands that I like to work with and how selective I am, but Aerie has been in my life over the last year or two, and they've just really changed the way I not only think about body positivity, but also the way I think about marketing. And so I'm super thrilled to have them on board and joining us on the Gold Digger Podcast. So welcome, Stephanie.
Hello, hello.
Thank you so much for being here. And before we dive in, I want everyone to just get to know how amazing you are. I remember the first time I hopped on the phone with you guys, I probably almost peed my pants because I was just so happy. Like, it felt like such a perfect fit. And so share a little bit about you, your journey, your role with Aerie, and kind of how you all got started.
Sure. Sounds good. And thanks, Jenna, for having me too. I think my start with Aerie, it's a short and sweet one, but it also was, I don't know, it felt right from the start. So in college, I went to the University of Pittsburgh. I've always been interested in marketing. It kind of was bred into me. I knew that marketing was kind of my focus. I majored in marketing with a minor in econ, a certificate in international business. And I think being at Pitt, I realized how quickly American Eagle, the headquarters, is here right in the backyard of Pittsburgh. And I always knew I wanted to work in fashion. I started my own fashion blog when I was in college called Glam and Graffiti. And it really had me learning the ins and outs of digital marketing and social marketing before social media really started becoming a full-time position. So I had a really great experience and grasp on what social media was becoming. And I had the opportunity to intern and be one of the first social media interns for the brand. So Aerie launched in 2006, and we are still relatively young. We always call ourselves still a relatively young brand. I mean, brands have been along for 50 years these days, and we've just hit our 10-year mark last year. So my first internship, I was still pretty young in college. I was so excited to have it, was in social media for Aerie specifically, and I loved it. I loved that I could tweet with girls that were just like me. I loved the Aerie brand voice, and I immediately became obsessed. And then the next year, I was offered another internship. I was still a sophomore going into my junior year, so I went with search engine optimization and performance marketing. I really wanted to see how to bring that traffic in through different algorithms, through the help of Google. And that was a really great different approach to kind of broaden my insight into digital marketing. And then upon and before graduation, they offered me a full-time position right out of college. So since then, I'm now the associate manager for social media for Aerie and still love it.
That's amazing. And one of the things that I just value so much is your connection to the brand. And I think that that's so important and critical that not only do we love our jobs, but we connect with that messaging. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I love Aerie. So can you kind of tell the listeners, like, what does a day in the life of Stephanie look like in your job? Because I'm curious too.
Definitely. And I think you touched on a good point too. I am so passionate about the brand as well and our message. I've always believed in body positivity and, most importantly, women empowerment, not just for women our age, but for young children following their dreams. So to be able to work with a company that believes that inside and out, it really makes me so excited every day I come to work. And when I do come to work, I would say the first thing we do as a team, as a brand, and in all different types of positions, whether you're the community manager or the associate manager, you go in and you listen to the community. You see what has happened, what is going to happen, that kind of idea. So we'll review Instagram. We read all the comments. We look at all the UGC, which is user-generated content, and we kind of soak in what our community is telling us, because there's always the customer service issues that we can definitely help with, mainly on Facebook and Twitter. But then we're also going in and trying to see, what does the girl like? What can we tell back to our team? So, for instance, right now, one pieces are doing really well, and our swim just collection is doing really well. So we'll see these one pieces coming in, and we're like, okay, you know what? We got to get this back to the merchants and let them know, not only does our girl love it, maybe she's saying that she wants something different. Maybe she has an idea about how she can change it. So we're soaking in that insight first thing in the morning and throughout the day. But I feel like we give that moment in the first thing in the day. And then for me specifically, I do a lot of strategy and thinking forward and thinking, where are we going to be in not a week, a month, but maybe 2 months, 3 months? And what can we do? What kind of partnerships cross-functionally can we do in the office to start the brainstorming so that we can get these big ideas on paper and try to make them come to fruition?
That's incredible. One of the things that I really, really love, and I had no idea you guys did this, but that you do spend time looking at what your users are doing and saying and commenting, because I think that a lot of times we, especially when you run a bigger brand, it's easy to kind of glance at those things, but then put your head down and get back to work. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, especially in a position like Aerie, like, you want to have such a strong pulse on that. And I think that's incredible that your team just sits down and goes through that together, because that really can inspire new ideas. It can take things a different direction. It can change your focus up. And I think a lot of times we turn the blinders on. I know, I mean, I hate to admit it, but sometimes I'll have posts that have hundreds of comments, and while I love to read them, I don't know if I actually sit down and really take it all in like that. So I think that that's something that anyone can take, which is super cool.
Yeah, thanks. And sometimes we are our girl, like, and we use the word our girl, because it is just like you and me. And we sit there and we're like, darn, she didn't like this. Or, oh, we can do that better next time. Or, oh, maybe she connected to this, and maybe that's something we can bring back to the team. And it's really nice too. I think that's one of my favorite things about social media in general, is that it is just the live reaction of the customer. You always expect her to respond via social, and we're ready. We're always listening, and I think listening is key.
Can I ask you something? How many followers did you guys have when you started? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So we actually had, and I think it really depends too, prior, I like to look at it as prior launching the hashtag #AerieReal, when the brand was still small, we had about 32,000 followers on Instagram alone. And now, I mean, today you look at it and we have just over 650,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh my gosh, that is incredible. What would you attribute that success to? Especially, like, what is your big focus on? Because not only are you sharing products, but I really truly believe in the Aerie brand story. And I think that your models that you guys have, they're also just the most incredible ambassadors. I follow so many of them. And I think that it really has created this culture where you feel a part of it. So what would you say, like, has been some of the big factors in just really exploding that following in a relatively short amount of time?
Definitely. Well, I think the first thing is launching our hashtag #AerieReal initiative. So in 2014, it was January of 2014, we launched #AerieReal. And at first, it was kind of just a brand change and a brand growth of the decision to stop retouching all of our girls. And that goes for any of the models in our store advertising, digital advertising, social advertising. And it just kind of felt right. One day, our team just said, you know, these girls are beautiful just the way they are. And we want our girls to know that we believe that as well. So when we launched that in January of 2014, It was great. We loved it. But what really fueled the fire and served as the catalyst was social media. Because like I was saying before, the girls respond, they react, they engage, where you can't really do that on a website or in a store window. You know, you can still walk into a store, but you can't like literally like it. So when we posted it on social media, that's what really just, it caught fire. And I think from that point too, and what you were saying, how girls are relating to it, I think it's the UGC. We share a lot of girls from day to day, whether they're bloggers, models, your next door neighbor, me and you. When we regram girls to show this is just like you, we are you, that's our favorite part, because it's our girls who wear the product so well. It's the girls that inspire the inspiration and passion behind the brand. And then I think I would definitely say it's our product too. Our product line, I mean, over from the years, I've always been an Aerie fan since the launch of Aerie, which is just too exciting to be working there now. But it's the product. We've just stayed kind of on top of different trends. And so much kudos goes to our merchandising and design team. When we launched bralettes, I think we first started really launching bralettes in 2015. We were one of the first brands to introduce it into the American market, really. And it just has been so exciting to see the growth and how the different technologies innovation come through that. And then I have to say for swim too, I only wear Aerie swim, and I know a lot of my girlfriends that just love Aerie swim, and I love how they stay on top of trends, colors, and what the girl is looking for.
That's awesome. And coming off of Hawaii when we were there, I swear it was funny because I would just look down and I'd be like, I am wearing Aerie head to toe multiple days. But what I love so much is that it's stuff that like everyone can wear. And the number one thing that I respect so much about the brand, and that actually helps me purchase as a consumer, is that when I'm clicking through the swimsuits, I'm not just seeing what it would look like on one body type. Mm. I can really be inspired. I love Iskra. We got to meet in New York. And whenever I see her in something, I'm like, okay, like I'm not going to look as great as she does, but I know that that's what it's going to look like on my body. And I think that it's just, I mean, not only is it brilliant from a marketing standpoint because the average woman isn't a sample size, but it's also just so encouraging because it helps you kind of choose the right thing. So to me, it probably reduces the amount of returns. Mm-hmm. It probably provides clarity to the consumer while also seeing somebody that makes them feel a little bit more comfortable. I mean, it's just not, it just is it brilliant, but the messaging is just so powerful. And it's been so awesome just even sharing some of the Aerie stuff, because we were talking a tiny bit before, but when Aerie launched, I was just starting college. And so I feel like I kind of missed the Aerie boat when it first came out. And my younger sister was the one who had told me about it. And watching the evolution and just the different demographics you're able to reach with your message has been so incredible. So if you were to describe who is your girl or our girl, what kind of things sum up what an Aerie girl is?
Oh, definitely. So, and I just have to comment too on the fact that you were saying the different bottoms and the different sizes for swim. We just launched that. We've always had it for bras when we first launched, and then we launched it most recently for swim bottoms, and we loved sharing that. Like, it was one of the coolest things when we were able to share that across Instagram, across the website. And it is when the girl comments and she goes, that girl looks like me. I can do that. I can wear that. And I think that's the key part of when a girl connects with the brand, just in general, with a girl, with an image, with a product. We want every girl to feel like she's comfortable and can be confident loving the swim she's in. Mm-hmm. So really just excited that you felt that way too.
Totally.
And so I think the Aerie girl in general, she is that everyday girl. We never want to pinpoint her into saying like, oh, she's your girl next door. She's that Tom. She is any girl, a girl that is honest, positive, and looking to be positive with others as well. And I think you see that sometimes in our community. If a picture is posted and maybe a negative comment sneaks in there, which you don't see much of, which we're so proud of, it's the Aerie community that comes back and is say, hey, no, this is a spot for body positivity, or this is a spot for happiness and uplifting comments. And I think that girl, whether she's in college, sometimes we say our sweet spot is 21 of a girl who loves to wear airy. But, you know, it's been hard because we've had women who wear airy still as a mother, and they are just discovering airy and love it. But we also have girls who are finding airy for the first time for their first bra, whether it's a bralette, a bra for their first dance, whatever it is. So we've really widened our scope of how we can work and empower the customer so that she knows not only that she can wear airy, but the best events, the best times of where an airy product can help her. And really, it's what makes you feel good. So if wearing one of our swimsuits, it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. If you love the product, then we'd love to have that girl be an airy girl.
Did you see that my mom wore an airy swimsuit in Hawaii?
Yes,
it was amazing.
It
was so funny. I had brought that swimsuit to Greece when we went, and she's like, oh, I really like that one. And I was like, Mom, I have so many swimsuits. You can have this one. And so when she came out with it on in Hawaii and it looked so great on her, I'm like, Mom, you're an airy girl.
Well, that's
it was amazing.
And that's the thing. It's girls our age, it's women our age, but it's also empowering women around us and uplifting women around us. We just celebrated International Women's Day, and it's just such an amazing time for women. And it's that idea that by women helping other women, we can be successful. And that comes in all shapes of forms. It can help in the workplace. It can help in literally giving a good comment, a strategic comment that will actually help someone, and keeping an eye out for other women. So I think that's amazing. I do the same with my mom as well, and she's taught me so much. So it's wonderful to be able to give that support back to her as well.
That's incredible. So let's talk a little bit more about the no retouching campaign and kind of, you know, it's totally against what we've seen in the media growing up. It's still different than what we see in a lot of magazines. However, I do think that we're finally making progress. So what was that decision like? What was the reaction like? And then kind of how has that transformed everything? Because you've already touched on that a little, but I just think, you know, as someone that goes against the grain as much as I can, I think that that is what is so incredible. And I think that's also what changed things for you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, so when we launched in 2014 and we stopped retouching altogether, I think it was interesting on social media because that's where the girl was responding. She was questioning, she was challenging. She wanted to know, did we really do it? And were we going to stick with it? And I remember that night just in general, and I stayed up as late as I could for like 2 to 3 nights responding to as many comments at the time as I could, because it was a lot of the girls would ask, but are you going to stay with it? Or no, that girl, that model isn't retouched. Or I can, but it was 100% no retouching on any of the models. And we just stood by it. We made sure the girls knew inside and out that we were for it for the long run. And I think that time, that amount of time, it was a lot month to month, but the girls totally started to trust us, which was amazing because we were 100% sold on our sides. We were like, this is the right thing to do. We loved it. And we were one of the first retailers to ever not retouch any of our models. But since then, it's been the user-generated content, and social media has allowed us to develop the power of what #AiryReal can really be. So I would say we are changing kind of the way it started as no retouching, but it has grown to be so much more. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because of when girls are uploading stories, they're telling us how they relate to it, but they're also teaching us what's important to young women and any aged woman today. And we're getting that more and more support. So now we look at #AiryReal moving forward as body positivity, but also loving your real self inside and out. So sometimes it's not the physical things. When a woman looks in the mirror and says, oh, it's my freckles, it's my thighs, or that's kind of when we first started looking at it. It was that physical no retouching kind of thing. But what we learned from the support of the girls was that she was getting more empowerment from the mindset, the strength of being bold, being strong, and being herself. And since then, we've done a few things. And one of my favorite is our partnership with NEDA, the National Eating Disorder Association. And we're the first ever retail brand to partner with them. and to support their, I think they have plus 60 walks throughout the year, and to stand for young women believing in themselves and helping them through any eating disorders, or helping friends of friends figure out the right things to say so that the girls feel fantastic just the way they are, and that they don't have to change for anybody. They don't have to be sexy for anybody. They don't have to change the way they look. They can just be them.
That's incredible. It's been really fun to watch your involvement with different things. And I think, like you said, like, it's an incredible time for women, and what a beautiful time to actually feel welcome, to kind of come as you are. And that's what we say this podcast is, like, show up as you are. We don't need any facades. Nobody has it all together. But I think it's so incredible to also take that mission that step further and not just talking about the physical. Because I think so many women these days, like, I want to tell women they look strong, not skinny. Or I want, you know, like, how are we changing the dialogue, and how are we building each other up in different ways that is positive? And I think too, so many women struggle with eating disorders and things like that, and they have triggers that people might never even know. And so just being really conscious of the way that we're speaking about our bodies and other people's bodies too.
I totally agree. And I think here we're so passionate about it. And we actually, our team right in our office, we're going to sign up to take a course as well of how we can speak to others. And then a few of the girls in our team are also going to train so that they can also teach NIDA classes too. So I think it's important for us to kind of walk the walk instead of just talking the talk. And we're so excited to take kind of that next step so we can make sure that when we're responding to customers that we do keep that in mind. And hopefully we can make a really big difference with that in on a smaller scale too. I think every person deserves the best response possible. And we're so excited to do that.
That's incredible. So what does it look like in terms of your content process and planning that out? Because as you were saying, and I'm kind of going on a limb here and assuming you're a little bit type A like me, if you're planning out a few months in advance, I love to see the big picture sometimes. So what does that look like? Because I know when we met up in New York, you guys are planning like a year out. So you're picking colors and trends and kind of being like, you know, the person that is saying, I think this is what's next, and here's how we're moving for that. So what does that look like for your job? Because that's kind of crazy when it comes down to fashion and style.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, we have our design teams and our merchant teams. They're the ones that are going to go a year in advance for trend and fashion, but they'll trickle that down to us as well. So in the back of our heads and through the process, we'll go, okay, that's an idea, a huge concept. They're looking for spring of 2018, and we'll keep that in the back of our minds. But I would say for social, because social's tough because we're looking forward at the same time we're responding to tweets and messages right now and posting right now. So we try to really balance it, and our team does a really good job of kind of keeping that balance. And so I would say when we're planning forward for strategies for seasons, we're probably going 2 to 3 months ahead. And PowerPoint is our friend. We love PowerPoint. And we'll give what we love to do is we'll come together, our social team, and we'll just talk. We'll talk tons of different ideas, and we know what our business strategies team is talking to and saying, hey, this is a really big trend. We'd really like you guys to come up with an idea of how we could execute this or tell our social communities, and we'll consider those. But we'll also take in a lot of the other fun ideas, like multi-instas. That's what we call them, by the way, multi-instas. Mm-hmm. It's those Instagram multiple images. Those came out, and we immediately were like, let's try something. And we're very entrepreneurial on our side, and we love trying new things. I think, again, Aerie is still a young brand, and so we like to get away with a few things sometimes, and we love to try the new things. So we're never, and our team is great that way too. They have a lot of support for it. So we'll go 2 to 3 months out, come up with a plan, and then we calendarize all the big ideas across probably like a 4 to 6 month calendar, so we can really start to get that monthly view. Then on top of it, we have then a weekly calendar, and that's when each post is scheduled to kind of fill in all those little gaps. But we'll kind of go, and I think Instagram is a great way to tell the story. I've always been really passionate that Instagram is the way you can build out and tell a story because it's so visual. And so I think we put a lot of time into that. And so as we're actually launching and going into summer shortly, and you'll see that we kind of take the time to introduce the customer into the new collection very carefully, whether it's new imagery, new backgrounds, new scenery, behind the scenes, new people, places, things. And we'll take our time to tell that story as visually as possible.
That's brilliant. And that's exactly what I teach and what I love is I think that every post should be a part of a bigger story. And I think, too, it has to have some sort of action behind it or some sort of purpose. And a lot of times I'll ask myself, like, how is this post serving anyone other than me? Or, you know, what is the call to action? What do I want people to do after they read this? Whether it's commenting or tag somebody or click somewhere or do something. I think that action is such a big thing. And I think a lot of times people just need that invitation. They're not going to take that next step unless they're actually encouraged to or invited to. So I think that that's so interesting. One of the things that has been so interesting just as a woman in general is that by far every single year, whenever I look at what my top liked or commented posts were, they were always body positivity things. And it's been so interesting because I think just in general, as women, we go through different cycles of how we feel about ourselves and our bodies. And, you know, it's just this never ending cycle of comfort and discomfort and happiness and sadness. And we're women. So I guess that's kind of what happens with us. But it's been so interesting because even when we went to Hawaii, you know, I had all these visions like, oh, I'm going to lose weight before we go, or I'm going to tone up before we go. And the funniest part was, is that the first time I posted a photo in my Aerie suit, like people just blew up. And it was so funny because I think that it had nothing to do with me, but it had everything to do with just feeling like they saw a piece of themselves in that. And I think that that's what's so incredible about that is we all look different. Stephanie, you and I look so different, but there are pieces of ourselves in each other. And a lot of times it's easier to see them in someone else than to recognize them within ourselves. So what does the process look like for you guys in terms of choosing models and kind of how you try to represent as much of your girl as you possibly can? Because I think you guys do such an incredible job just breaking down barriers that have existed for a very long time.
You're so right. And I think when we look at pictures and when we talk to people, that's completely different. Mm-hmm. And there's something about when you share a body positive image. And that's the thing. It's like we're not even sharing body positive images sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're just sharing an image of yourself.
Right.
And then it's the people around you, though, that uplift you. And it's the people you surround yourself who, and I mean, I'm looking at one of your most recent photos, and it has the Be Happy hat on with the one piece. And it's just, you're just being you. And that is the most gorgeous photo ever. And it's your community. It's your friends that are uplifting. And I always love seeing even my own friends, my sister's friends, girls who support each other. I love that because everybody needs a compliment or a comment or just that little bit of support. And sometimes it does come in the shape of an Instagram comment. But back to your question about you were saying who we choose to work with or who we choose to partner with, it really has turned into a conversation of who is that person, not what does the person look like. I mean, we definitely, when we look to bring in a cast, and I don't want to kind of go too much into that part because I don't bring in the models or anything at this time. But when we do choose to partner with someone, we really do look to see what does that person stand for? What does she do just in general? What is she passionate about? And it's been amazing. I mean, that's how we found even working with you is it's the way you wrote. It's the way you talked. It's the way you were so passionate about others and uplifting others that really attracted us to working with you in the past. And that goes for a lot of the girls that I know that our team, and when they're looking to cast in models, they look for women like that. And this past fall, we did the Share Your Spark campaign. Mm-hmm. And we invited girls, whether they were fans, our own employees, bloggers, and different girls we've worked with in the past 3 years since the launch of Very Real. We brought them all into a studio in New York, and that's the team we made the campaign with. And these girls were fiery. they were passionate. Maybe a few were a little bit quiet, and then all of a sudden you could see who they were, like, coming out in front of the camera. And I think I've just been so proud of this team because we're looking past the point of who looks good, who can pose the best, but instead, who represents the product? Who represents the story of what Aerie Real stands for? And I think that's changed a lot, and I hope other brands can have an opportunity to do that too.
That's what I think is so incredible is what I love too, and just this is a total aside, but I love how you tag your models so that we can go click over to their feeds. Because a lot of times you don't have any connection to the model actually wearing the clothes. Mm-hmm. They're trying to connect you to the clothes. But what is so incredible is that you are able to tag these women and know that their message and their meaning and their story fall in line so well. And I think that how you answered that is exactly what I was hoping for, is that you were looking at people that embodied that spirit. And it wasn't about what size pants you wear or what, you know, what quote flaws that aren't even flaws are. It's so incredible that you're able to do that. And I think, too, it's so exciting. I know this is probably going to date me, but I watched America's Next Top Model when Faux was on it, like, yes, years ago. Yeah. I love that show. It's terrible. Every time there's a marathon on, I'm, like, captivated. And so, you know, you fall in love with this sweet girl who maybe could have never been a model because she was short. Mm-hmm. And then you see just this spirit within her that is so inspiring and encouraging. And again, I think everyone can see themselves in that. And so I think too, that extra step of creating that connection and saying, these aren't just models, these are like women that are doing things. And I just think that that extra piece can really tie in that story even so much more. And that just really goes to show how clear you are on who your girl is and how confident you are that you are casting the right people for that role. I think that's awesome.
Thank you. And I think you're right. And we're even trying to just continue that story because we see it in all facets of life. Women aren't just one thing. We know that. Everyone does a lot of different things because we're fueled by so many passions. And when we worked with Faux back in January of last year, she's Pilates. She's a Pilates guru. So she was doing all types of different types of Pilates to show off that collection, but telling her story because she is an expert. She's amazing at what she does. And then in other ways, we see it in our employees sometimes too. We have this new pop-up in Spring Street in Soho in New York City. And one of our business strategy associates, she ended up working and starting her own cookie line. And so we were giving away her cookies at the Spring Street store in New York City. And we love working with like local entrepreneurs, whether it's a store opening or definitely at the Soho pop-up. And it's just exciting to see what other passions girls have and how we can tell their stories as young and upcoming entrepreneurs.
That's awesome. And you guys have supported me too. I've gotten to go to New York to do lettering. And then I also just did lettering for some of your tote bags, which is so exciting. And it's just, you know, I walk into an Aerie and I'm like, I feel at home just because I'm like, I know all of these products. I know exactly which ones I own. And I think too, it should be noted, like there are yoga pants and sports bras. And I mean, it extends so much because I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, when you guys started out, it was more a focus on lingerie, correct? And it's kind of expanded, right?
It has. It's expanded so much. I know even as myself as a customer when I was younger, it was, I shopped a lot of their bras and undies. That was my favorite thing all time. And then shortly, I mean, we launched the Chill Play Move collection. I think it was just about a year or so ago now. And our leggings, the innovation behind them and what our design team is pulling together is fantastic. So we have three different types of leggings, the Chill Play or Move legging, depending on what kind of workout you're doing. And I think our swimwear has changed so much from year to year. It really has just expanded a lot. And again, I'll bring up the bralettes and the underwire and the unlined. There's just so much that our customer is looking for. So we're really trying to figure out what is it and then how can we do it the best way possible.
That's incredible. So what is next for you? What are you excited about? What has you pumped up to get to work in the morning? What can we expect to see coming out of Stephanie Campbell?
Okay, well, I think one of the things we're working on right now is, so we are launching Love the Swim Urine Year 2, and we're launching on March 20th, but we're going to have it go all throughout the summer. And we're so excited. We wanted to bring it back because of last year when we launched Love the Swim Urine for the first time, we were overwhelmed with how many girls shared with hashtag #AerieReal. And it was fantastic. I think there's something about the idea that the product and the beach and the vacation and the summer, it's all happening at the same time. But the amount of body positivity that the girls just did and were able to share and spread to their friends and loved ones was so revitalizing. So we are going to do it again. And I'm personally passionate about that. Every photo that is shared will donate $1 up to $10,000 to the National Eating Disorders Association. So we're very excited about that. So keep out for that. Yes. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. The summer collection itself is very gorgeous. I'm traveling a little bit soon, going myself to Italy soon for a little vacation. So I can't wait to shop the summer collection, get some swimwear and get some cute outfits and off-the-shoulder shirts, that kind of thing.
I get so excited when you guys send me over like the sheets of the new stuff because I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see this. Like, it is insane. And it's just been such an easy partnership. I really only partner with about 3 brands total because I just am really selective and I want everything to be stuff that I use and wear and love in real life. And that has just been so much the case for Aerie. And not only do I love the products, I love your team. And real quick, when we went out to New York this year, there was an incredible event and it was just all about body positivity and brands and people that were really setting out to make a difference. And the conversation there was so inspiring and so encouraging. And it really just reminded me of how we have to be trailblazers. Like, there are so many paths that are already have been walked on that would be the easy route. But I think so many of us as entrepreneurs, we have these gut feelings or these heart checks. And a lot of times it's easier to ignore those and just do what everyone else is doing. And I think that the no retouching and the #AerieReal and your support with the Eating Disorder Association, like, there are just so many ties that I can only see Aerie expanding its reach even more in the future, which is just what a beautiful thing to be a part of, right? Like, do you pinch yourself when you go to work?
I do. And whenever I'm telling someone what I get to do, sometimes people tell me that I like look different when I'm talking about Aerie because I get so excited. Yeah. And I totally agree with you. It is like, and we do that gut check all the time because we'll say, wait, is this the right move? What will she want? What will our customer want? Like, because we just want it to be growing. We want to make the next move the right move, but we want to allow our customer to help lead us where we should go next. Because I think in today's world and a lot of different brands, when they're thinking of like, how will we market to people? What will they like of ours? It's more like, we'll just keep listening. Mm-hmm. And I think by listening, we'll find our next step always.
That is beautiful. So what is the best advice that anyone has ever given Stephanie Campbell?
I definitely, so I'm an entrepreneur at heart as well.
Yes.
And I guess I do have a type A personality. No,
called you on it.
I've always been one to kind of keep moving. I love to be busy and I never think that's a bad thing. I'm currently getting my MBA part-time. I still run the blog that I have myself and I love the team I work with. And I think one of the things here, and it's almost like an unwritten advice that I get sometimes here, is that experimental attitude and that we are entrepreneurial, because a lot of it sometimes when you're working in a workplace and maybe you can't keep asking your manager, your director, the question like, is this all right? Is this something I can do? Is this okay? Mm-hmm. To become empowered yourself and to make the right decisions for your brand, you do have to trust your gut. So when you're starting somewhere new, of course, there's that time where maybe you really don't know what is the right decision for the brand. But once you start developing and you understand the voice and it is kind of going with your gut, what will the customer like? And I think that's important because you got to keep moving fast and you have to keep working and keep bringing something new to the table. So that entrepreneurial mindset that we see at Aerie, I think is fantastic. And I love that for the workplace. And I love that. That's kind of that unwritten code, is that just keep going, keep working. We'll trust you. We'll support you. I love that. And then also my director says as well to always be authentic and to trust my gut from that point. And that authenticity, it's just being authentic is so important. And she'll be like, well, do you like it? And I'll go, no. And then I'm like, you're right. And even that could be a lay down. It could be anything. So I think our team has really taken that on. Let's say we're looking at a bralette lay down and we get lots of different content each day and you got to make those quick decisions. And you just go, what do you think? And you go, well, do I like it? And then sometimes people just go, oh yeah, that's fine. Keep it going. Keep it moving. But you know, if you don't like it and your gut's telling you no, then I think it's worth the time to change up things a little bit, find that new process, find the new image, whatever it is, and try again. There's nothing hurting in the fact of trying to make it right for your customer.
That's incredible. And I think what is so cool is that you're given the autonomy to make those decisions. And I think that in turn gives you that sense of ownership where you are making decisions and you're more thoughtful with them because you don't have to go to A, B, and C and get it all approved. And I think that that's something that anyone that has a team, I know with my team, when we were gone for the month, I said, make your best decision, treat it as if it's your business. And if anything goes wrong, we'll fix it. Like, you know, and I think too, then there's that sense of pride that you're given that trust and everything is an experiment. I don't think things are right or wrong. I think we can test them out and some tests go a little better than others, but that's kind of the beauty of it. We're always learning and growing. And I think that that's a true testament to the Aerie spirit. And I think that, man, I just kind of wish I like worked at the office. It sounds like you guys have a blast.
We do. And today is the day of the snowstorm happening a little bit. And we're here in Pittsburgh, but so far so good. So, I mean, it's not bad to be here in Pittsburgh today. We definitely love it. We have a great team. We have a smaller team in general, but everyone works really hard and does a great job.
That's awesome. So where can everybody find you, both you as Aerie and you as Stephanie?
Sure. Well, first, I want to speak to Aerie. We're just Aerie, A-E-R-I-E, on all platforms. Follow us on Aerie at Instagram. And then our hashtag, if you want to take a look behind the scenes of the community I'm kind of referring to, it's just hashtag Aerie Real. So take a look about it. You'll see a lot of body positivity, empowerment, and all about loving your real self. And we're also on Snapchat as well, but you'll see us in Insta stories too. And we do have a blog. It's blog.ae.com/Aerie. And then for myself, you can find me at glamandgraffiti.com or glamandgraffiti. That's just it for the Instagram handle too.
Perfect. That is amazing. I am so thankful to know you, to call you a friend, and just thank you so much for your time. I'm so thrilled to be sharing this important message with everyone. And I think everyone is going to be incredibly envious of your job. And I think we're going to be really excited to be able to follow along and know the person behind the beautiful content.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And of course, it is a great team too that is all part of it. But we want to thank you too, Jenna. I mean, you've been an amazing Aerie Real partner and friend to the brand too. And it's just exciting to see women going out there and following their dreams.
Awesome. Well, until next time, gold diggers, keep on following your biggest goals. Make sure you go check out Aerie, and I highly recommend their new one pieces. There are many photos of me.
Thanks for listening to Gold Digger. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, you gold-digging dream chaser, you.